producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And the day today being the day that is, if you need me, call me early, which Tina has done, which means I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time telling you about anything because I don't want to keep Tina waiting any longer than absolutely necessary. So, Tina, welcome to the program. How might I help you?
I'm going to try to get through this conversation without breaking down. But my sister has stage 4 endometrial cancer. It's spread to her lungs, and now it's in her lymph nodes. And I don't know how to help her prepare to die.
How old is your sister, Tina?
47.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 50.
Okay, how long has she had the diagnosis?
December was a year.
Okay, so was she stage 4 a year ago?
Yes.
Okay, so she's what expectancy did they give her a year ago?
They were just trying to, you know, fight it aggressively, chemo,
right.
Radiation, and now it's within the last month, you know, we found out that it had spread to her lungs, and one of the doctors had told her if she made it a year, she would be lucky.
Okay, so they gave her less than a year ago.
Less than a year a month ago.
Oh, I thought you said a year ago, December.
No, she had endometrial cancer a year ago. She's been fighting that for a year.
Right.
2 months, maybe a little over a month ago, she did a PET scan, and it showed up in her lungs
okay.
and her lymph nodes.
But stage 4 means that it's already metastasized. So it was already showing up, perhaps microscopically, but that's what stage 4 means. There's only 4 stages. So
okay.
So she had... It may have had been asymptomatic because you can get microscopic metastasis. You don't actually care about this. Let's let this go. All right. So in December, he said you'll be lucky if you make it a year.
Yes. Just
okay.
A month ago. That's what they
okay.
told her.
Fair enough. Tell me about your relationship with your sister on a day-to-day basis like 3 years ago. What was it like?
We weren't that close.
Do you live in the same city?
Maybe 45 minutes away.
Okay.
We would always see each other if, you know, I was the one that if anybody needed anything, or I'm the go-to person.
Right. Are you the oldest?
Actually, no.
How many of you are there?
There is 6 of us.
Okay, and which number are you?
I'm in the middle.
And is she a middle one or is she farther down?
She's the baby.
She's the baby. Okay.
She's the baby.
Are your parents still alive or not?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
They're still alive.
What, if you had to describe her attitude in the last year, how would you describe it?
Sad.
Okay. She have children?
She does. She has 2 boys, 28 and maybe 24 or 30. Summer's in there.
Okay. Have they been involved with her in the last year?
The youngest one, he's like a little loner. And the oldest one, he actually lives next door to her.
Okay. So he's been the caretaker primarily? Is she
no.
married?
No, she's not married.
Okay. So he has or has not been a caretaker for her?
He has not. He tries to, he's just a little, He's just who he is. He can be
a little self-involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how what's your interaction been with your sister in the last year? How have you related to each other?
We've actually got a whole lot closer.
Okay,
you know,
good.
We've always been close, but we've never really been, you know, I think me and her always had that sibling rivalry.
Sure.
You know, to where, you know, she thinks Mama loves me more.
Yeah, and you think Mama loves her more. All right, if you could do two things for your sister right now that are reasonable, I mean, you can't take away her cancer, but if you could do two things that you think she would appreciate in the next, let's say 6 months, let's not even make it a year, let's say in the next 6 months, what would those two things be?
I want her to have peace in her heart.
Okay, these are things that you could do for her.
That I could do for her.
Do for her. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be there for her. You know, I'm helping her financially.
Good. Okay. What kind of financial help does she need?
I'm paying her bills.
Okay, she doesn't have any money at all?
No, she don't have any money at all.
Okay.
And she's applied for, you know, disability, and, you know, she's been denied several times, and, you know, so.
Well, that may be one of the things that you can do for her, is because, as you know, dealing with bureaucracies is exhausting, and if you feel that you don't have a whole lot of time and you're not having a whole lot of energy, so that may be one of the things that you can kind of spend some time doing for her, take some responsibility off her shoulders. You may need to be named her, you may need a power of attorney, but you probably don't need that to begin with, of just taking over some of that responsibility of phone calls or paperwork or whatever. So, all right, so that's one possibility, and that might offset some of the financial burden that you're accepting as well. What else?
I don't know. I mean, I just want to be there for her and help her prepare, you know, because she's terrified.
Okay, let me talk to you about two separate things. Okay? One is living and one is dying. They really are two separate things. They are obviously related, but they're not the same. There's a great book that I would recommend for you to go either check out of the library, or you can probably find it on Amazon used, which is by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Kubler-Ross is spelled K-U-B-L-E-R-R-O-S-S. And she was the person who first talked about the five stages of grief, of death and dying. That isn't the book that I need for you to look at. The one I want you to look at is called Until We Say Goodbye. And it's a terrific book that's got a lot of pictures and not a whole lot of words in helping someone to live until they can't live anymore. And I think for most people, the issue, as I think you understand on some level, is not so much dying, even though that scares the dickens out of most of us, but it's dying alone. So the fact that you're there for your sister, I think, is really important.
She's already mentioned that, you know, she'll be like in tears, you know, I don't want to die alone. You know, will you be there with me? And I've told her, yeah.
Okay, so how are we going to arrange that? How is that going to happen? Have you guys talked about hospice? Have you talked with the doctors about what the landmarks are? Is she in any pain at this moment?
She is, but it's manageable right now. You know,
okay.
She's still up and going. You know, she's still going. You know, but.
All right. Well, let's talk. Look. Let me divide this, because this is not an easy issue, and I'm really glad that you're there for her, and I'm really glad that I can help you with this as well. So for as long as she is healthy-ish, that she's ambulatory, that she can walk around, that she's not in great pain, and that she doesn't need so much painkiller that she can't function, which may eventually occur, maybe some of the things to plan are fun and interesting and kind of a bucket list. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. You think about those for a minute. You know your sister very well. You've been her sister for your whole life. So let's figure out some things that might be fun or interesting or exciting for the two of you to do together. I'll put you on hold. Come right back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Tina, whose little sister has been diagnosed with stage 4 endometrial cancer, and about a month ago was told that she's surviving a year would be surprising, which doesn't mean that she won't survive longer. I have a friend who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and was told she had 8 months, and we're about 2.5 years in. So it doesn't, it's, physicians are put in a difficult situation in that they don't want to say, well, don't worry about it, but they want to give you a reasonable estimate, but nobody really knows. So, and that may or may not be a comfort to her, but I think it's, if nothing else, it's useful for you and for her in the planning stages. So I do think, Tina, that you need to have, with your sister's permission, and with, she may or may not be wanting to come along with it. It sounds like your sister may be one of those people who just as soon not have the details necessarily, although you can talk with her about it. But a sit-down with her oncologist that says, look, what are the warning signs? What, when do we know that we're in end stage? What is the pain threshold? What decisions do we have to make? And knowing some of that ahead of time, I think may be very helpful for you in terms of how you help her. Now, whether she wants that information or not, you can ask her. You can just say, do you want to know or would you rather not? And some people do, some people don't. But for right now, one of the issues is, as long as she's not overwhelmed by pain, she's not overwhelmed by medication, she's ambulatory, what kinds of things could you do that would be really fun for both of you?
She loves to fish.
Okay.
You know, so I'm thinking, you know, deep sea fishing.
Okay.
A deep sea fishing trip.
Great.
She loves to gamble when she can, you know, the slot machines.
Okay.
You know, so I'm thinking, you know, maybe a trip to Cherokee.
Okay. What else? And those both sound great. What about, has there been, does she like eating out? I don't know what her appetite is at this moment.
She loves Red Lobster.
Okay. Maybe a gift certificate for Red Lobster. And look, you've got a big family. And it sounds like if your family is like most people's families, there's some people who are really generous with their time and some people are not. But sort of sending out an email, or it doesn't even have to be an email. You can get on the phone and call everybody and say, hey, look, here's what we're planning for Sarah. Your sister has just become Sarah. And
okay.
I'm talking about a deep sea fishing trip. I'm talking about at least one casino visit, and I'm talking about a Red Lobster gift card. Tell me what you'd like to contribute. We'd love for you to come along. We'd love for you to send money, any ideas. And I would do that now because for a couple of reasons. First of all, it takes some of the burden off your shoulders, but also it gives them a way of participating in ways that they might not. It might not occur to them. It's and I would certainly get the two sons involved as well. Some people are really good at showing up and some people aren't. But if you give people a way of participating that is works for them, quite often they will. So
yeah.
I think those are three terrific suggestions, and I would not wait. I would, and being able to say to your sister, okay, you know, three of us are going deep sea fishing next week. I mean, I think, first of all, it will make you happier. It'll make her happier because, again, the challenge, I think, is to help people live until they can't anymore. And so that's going to be your job as well here, and you're the one who called me, so you get the major responsibility. Then talking with the doctor about what the signposts are. For example, it may be that if it's metastasized to her lungs, that she may have trouble breathing at some point, which means she's going to have trouble walking, which means she's going to have a hard time catching her breath. And what do we do about that? Do we get her? Is there something we can do about that? Is there going to be a point at which she's going to need more pain medication? Is there a time where we need to think about hospice, especially where she's got two kids who are not particularly involved in her day-to-day care, and she doesn't have a husband, so hospice, even if she had those resources, might be a reasonable thing. Do you know about hospice?
I know a little bit, not much.
Should I give you some information about it, or do you feel like you have enough?
I feel like I have enough, and...
Okay, because hospice can fall into one of two categories. Either you and your sister go to them, that they have places that people can go, or hospice workers come to the house. So there are usually those two distinctions. And they're really wonderful resources, because you'll feel like you're not alone in this. There's somebody who's there for your sister when you need to take a rest, or because I don't know what your life is like and how much you can devote in the next year to taking care of your sister. But I would divide it into those maybe four stages. The first is, for right now, getting other family members involved, figuring out fun things to do, making her life a distraction and fun and things she's always wanted to do, because it means that you guys have memories, and she's living in a very intense and important and hopefully relatively worry-free way for as long as she can. The second is to know where the signposts are that we need to switch over. And the doctor should be able to give you at least a vague notion of those. He or she is not going to be able to say, well, on March 3rd, this is what's going to happen. But he should be able to say, and he probably can't give you dates, but he's going to be able to say, well, these are the symptoms that mean that we're in final stage. And those would be helpful to have, because that's when, with your sister saying, I don't want to be alone, that you may have to think about spending more time with her, as opposed to just taking her out for lunch or checking with her in the morning. That may be a time where, if not 24/7, at least much more involvement will happen, so that she's not fearful that she's going to be alone, and you're not fearful that somehow you'll miss something. That's also where hospice can be very helpful for you, because there are people who are there literally 24/7.
I've already talk to my employer, you know, I can take the FMLA, you know, but I have to use my vacation days first. But, you know, I think if it does come to the point, you know, I would want to move in with her,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Or have her move in with you, whichever you think would work better for both of you. Let me just tell you a quick story, because I think you're really on the right page about this. I'd also pass all these plans by your sister, of saying, okay, this is what I plan. Tell me what on this schedule works for you, what doesn't. And for example, it might be she might want to record some things for her sons, because she's probably not going to be there 5 years from now when her first grandchild is born, or when they get married, or the kind of events. And so she may want to record things for them. She may want to record a family history. She may want to sit with family albums and go through that with you. So talking with her about the things that are really important to her will give you some direction. And you're obviously showing by your plans that you've given some serious thought to this. Let me put you on hold, and then we'll come back and take one more story. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4704. That's 1-800-613-4704. 1-800-613-4704. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we've taken a lot of time with Tina, but Tina's got a really important question, which is, how do I help my sister to live until she can't live anymore? So, Tina, I just wanted to tell you a quick story to kind of boost your morale during, although it sounds like you're doing very well, during the times where you're thinking, how come this all falls on my shoulders? I had a friend who I didn't even know that she, I'd known her for a long time, and I didn't even know she had an older brother and a younger sister, and I knew she had a mother that she spent a lot of time with. And her mother lived to be about, I think, 102, so it was a long life. But she was an immigrant. She didn't speak much English. And my friend ended up spending a lot of time with her. She spent at least a couple evenings a week and most weekends. And at one point she came to me, because everybody comes to me to complain, and said, you know, that she was really tired of doing it. And I just said at the time, look, at some point, at the time I think her mom was like 99 or something. And I said, you know, your mom's not going to live forever. She's not going to be around in 20 years. And when she goes, you're going to feel sad, but there will be no sense of guilt because you've been a really good daughter. You've been there for her. I know it's really disruptive to your life, and sometimes she's not the world's easiest person to deal with, but you've been there for her. And a couple of years later, the phone rings, and it's my friend, and she said, you were right. And I said, great. And she said, I just want to thank you. And I said, well, you're welcome. For what? And she related this. She said, you know, Mom died last week, and my brother and sister are just beyond any comfort. They are just bereft, and I'm not. You know, I miss her, but I did, you know, I was there for her. I helped her to live. And I think you're going to have that comfort, and obviously your sister takes comfort in you. So your job at this moment is really to get specific about what you think makes some sense. Ask her what makes some sense. Know the warning signs that things are about to deteriorate. Get other family members involved. And toward the end, be there for her so that neither of you have to worry about just barely missing being there for her. And think about hospice as a way of extending your reach a little bit.
Yeah. She did tell me a couple of weeks ago, I told her, I said, well, the one thing about this, you know, it has brought us closer together. She's yeah. like, yeah, I finally realized that I do need you.
Yeah.
Well,
Good for you and good for her. And there is something about, you know, look, Tina, when we think about it, the difference between you and your sister, or you and me and your sister, is she just knows that the likelihood of being around in 2 years isn't very high. Both of us just cheerfully assume we will be, with absolutely no reassurance whatsoever of that reality. So there is an advantage, I've always felt, of knowing, just because you can mend fences, you can do what's important, you can make memories, you can record conversations, you can say goodbyes, you can get things in order. As opposed to the rest of us who just blissfully go along thinking, oh, well, you know, everybody's going to die but me. That doesn't apply to me. So good for you for being there for her. And I think just a little bit more preparedness, and it'll be a really meaningful time for both of you. And it sounds like it already is.
It is.
Okay, and if you need me as the time goes on, you know where to find me.
I do. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Tina. Alrighty, folks, so what can we take from that? Well, first of all, that all of us should certainly have a will, right? Because you don't know, number one. Number two, that we should probably all have a bucket list, just because the fact is that we all have an expiration date on our forehead. We just can't read it. So doing the things that you want to do, as opposed to, I've told this story before, when I was a new mom and newly married, we had a big old house on the ocean because it had never been winterized. And big houses, it was during the fuel crisis, and nobody wanted a big house because they were too expensive to heat. And our solution was just not to heat it. We wandered around in parkas the whole time. But so nobody really wanted to visit us in the winter. But in the summer, we were really popular. And I overheard myself at one point saying to somebody I really liked, look, I'd really love for you to visit, but we're just really booked with company. And I thought, wait a minute, what's wrong with this situation? That people who are perfectly willing to invite themselves and come for the weekend and were, as opposed to my friends, who were much more discreet and much more, I suppose, civilized about it, waiting for an invitation. And so my solution, because I'm not very good at saying no, was to say to people when they said, gee, we'd really love to come visit, I'd say, great, Wednesday would be great. And most people didn't really want to come on a Wednesday. They wanted to come on the weekends. But I stopped sort of thinking of myself as a free hotel and started thinking of myself as somebody who had options and could invite the people I wanted. And I think if we view our lives that way, that we can spend a lot of time getting sort of trivial stuff done, of, you know, waiting for the tires to be changed on our car, or standing in line at supermarkets, or being on hold when we're challenging our telephone bill, or all the kinds of things that happen to all of us. Make sure that, and we need to do that. I mean, our lives kind of come to a screeching halt if we don't do some of those things. But also make sure that your life has meaningful moments in it as well. And make sure that, hopefully on at least a day-to-day basis, if not more frequently than that, there's something that really makes you smile, that makes you think, wow, this makes my life, it makes me happy. And it doesn't have to be something fantastic. I mean, look, it may be a trip to Paris, or it may be a trip to, for an ice cream cone. I mean, it figure out what makes sense to you, and it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be lavish. It just has to be meaningful so that you feel your life has meaning to you. I was just looking at a documentary, which, to be quite honest, I don't think was very good, about an existential psychologist who's written a bunch of books. I had actually never heard of him, but apparently whomever did the documentary did. I think he's better known in Europe than he is here. And what he was saying, which none of it was very revolutionary, and they had so many pictures of the ocean, I thought, you know, this could have been a orca documentary. I think it was supposed to be a metaphor. But what he said is that the people who fear death most are those who feel that they haven't accomplished much in their life. So I'm not sure that's completely true, but I think the people who fear aging most are people who feel like, gee, you know, I expected to be farther along by this point in my life. So figure out what it is that's meaningful to you. And again, our lives may not mean anything to anybody else, but they should really mean something to us. And that meaning is really going to be internal, figuring out who you are, what you want. Okay? 855-993-7569. I thought, just because this was something that we put up every once in a while, the program really does seem to have its own kind of little rhythm to it. Today is actually Oprah's birthday. Happy birthday, Oprah. It's somebody else's birthday that I thought, gee, that's kind of interesting. I know, Greg Louganis, the swimmer. Both of them born on the same day. I'm not sure what the link is, but, well, actually, I do know one of the links, but never the mind. But one of the things that we put up on Facebook, because there was actually an article about it earlier in the week, about time capsules, which I don't know that people do very much anymore. I remember at my high school when we started, it was a new high school, and we did a time capsule. We put stuff in. And I think there was a contest about who could put one. And I think I put something in. I think it was a speech that I'd given or something. So we were asking people, if you put something in a time capsule. And the idea is a time capsule would be opened in, usually it's 100 years, sometimes 50 years. But it seems appropriate in light of Tina's call to sort of talk about what you'd put in a time capsule if you had to put in something that was either very personal or very characteristic of the age. Blake, do you have any idea what you'd put in a time capsule if you had to put just one thing in?
Definitely my Game Boy. That was my lifeblood.
Okay. Yeah? And would you miss it if you put in a time capsule?
I mean, with the magic of the internet, I could always buy one to tide me over while that sits in the box, I guess.
Good point. Yeah, well, you should have been here yesterday when I was describing my walk on the wild side with a drone. One of the fancy expensive ones, and somebody in my building had one, and I convinced him to not let me. I didn't actually want to fly it because I figured I'd crash it.
Right.
It's not inexpensive, but I had him do some things with it that I don't think would have ever occurred to him without my little urging, to the extent that there were a number of calls of complaints. Teehee.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, I think that my stance about drones has always been, there's issues about privacy and issues. I mean, their delivery system, and the question is, what are they delivering? So there's a part of me that is views them with a great deal of skepticism, but I want one because they just look like. I mean, it's like flying a kite, only really cool. So, or one of those little helicopters, or I mean, I just think they look like enormous fun, but they are not without peril. And knowing me, I would probably end up
on the wrong side of bars or something. All right, when we come back, 855-993-7569, we're going to talk about time capsules, what you'd put in them, and understand this is the day where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. So if you've got something on your mind, call me now, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. see that Leo DiCaprio met the Pope?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's, I wish I could be Leo. I could be in his shoes, you know.
That'd be pretty much fun. Yeah, I agree. They're probably talking about the environment.
I could see that.
Either that or Revenant, or the Bear, I don't know, one or the other.
I heard really good things about that movie, actually.
The Bear's great. The Last Hour is okay. It's very long. Okay, let's talk about Time Capsule. You're going to put your Game Boy in. Let's see what other people are going to put in and why they're going to put it in.
I like Bonnie's answer here. She says she's going to put podcasts of your show and scotch.
Well, that's a combination that I actually wouldn't have necessarily come up with on my own, but thank you. She didn't say what kind of scotch, huh?
No, I guess any brand will do.
There you go. Scotch and the program. Well, it'd be certainly, well, all of us would be well-aged by then, I guess. Thanks, Bonnie. I know, maybe that's the snack, you know, maybe that's her relaxation snack. She puts me on her headphones and sips. That's a great image. I love that. Thank you.
We got Alan, who says, I would put in my favorite modern band with a note saying to check them out.
Did you say who his favorite modern band is?
Nope, just that he...
Oh, come on, guys, don't do that. All right, Kung Fu Fighters or something. There we go.
Yeah. Wendy says, I would put in photos of everyday life with cars in them. You can always tell a lot about an era of the cars. It's kind of a long one here.
That's okay.
Era of the cars in the photos. When you come across a family photo with a year... /date on it, and it has a car in it, it's much easier to figure out the year.
I think that's true. My dissertation was the used car game, and so while I wasn't terribly interested in cars before that, I obviously had to learn a lot to do the one of the people on my committee took me out for lunch. Just tells you how long ago it was, because you can imagine what would happen today if this happened. He took me out for lunch at the Playboy Club.
Ooh.
He would have been fired, I think, for that today. I don't even
think
Playboy Clubs even exist anymore. I don't even know.
I know the mansion's for sale.
Really? There you go. Okay. So, I actually, believe it or not, was on a couple of panels for Playboy. I was not the centerfold, trust me about this. So he took me out for lunch at Playboy Club, and instantly upended a plate of steak and french fries covered with ketchup all over his lap. Maybe that was the gods of equal opportunity getting even or something. And he said, I have a thesis topic, because the rule of, for all of you who've ever thought about going to graduate school, you can take classes till the cows come home. You're not a candidate until you have an approved topic. And once you have an approved topic, if you can get it done in 7 years, I got it done in about 7 months, I think, then you're on your way. So I said, okay, I've got a topic. He said, what is it? I said, it's IBM is a model of feudalism in the 20th century. He said, that's a life's work. That's not a thesis topic. And by now, I'm really upset, because I'm, you know, I've got it. I'm going to be a PhD, and it's going to be great. And he said, uh-uh. So he said, well, what else is going on in your life? And I said, well, you know, we're looking at used cars. And one of the interesting things to me is that the notion in psychology is, if you're paranoid, that you're delusional and you're psychotic. But used car salesmen can function perfectly well outside of the used car lot, but they're really paranoid on the lot. They don't trust anybody. They think everybody's out to get them.
Yeah.
And he said, that's a topic. And it was. And it not only got it, it was a fun topic to do. It got published. I was a consultant for the Federal Trade Commission about used cars salesmen at one point. So I'm sort of lost, I guess, my train of thought of about cars, about dating things by cars. If you look at a movie, that regardless of when they say it's set, if you look at the cars, you have a much better idea of the context. So I absolutely agree.
Yeah. Let's see here. We have Pat. He says, another time capsule with the note, do not open for another 100 years or you will have 100 years of bad luck.
So you're putting, like, the little nesting dolls, you're putting a a time capsule inside of a time capsule threatening somebody.
Right. It looks like a
nice
practical joke on themselves.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems to me that... are you the kind of person who puts a huge big box and they keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller for Christmas gifts? I bet you are, you little Dickens. All right. So this is, you thought you could open this. Anyway, what was it, Geraldo, who did, what, Frank, what was it, the vault? It wasn't Frank Getty. I'm trying to remember who it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, he opened and there was nothing in it?
Yeah. The big mystery was that it was the, what's his name, the gangster, right?
Is
that,
yeah, it was the gangster. I'm just trying to remember who it was.
It wasn't Hoffa, was it?
No.
No.
No, Jimmy Hoffa is under the goalpost at Giant Stadium.
Oh, right.
trying to think who it was. Wait a minute. Well, you go ahead. I'll Google it in the meantime.
Well, we have Genevieve here that says, a pair of baby booties that I knitted.
Nice. Are they pink or blue? Are they pink or blue? Come on.
Specify, I guess.
You guys are not helping me with this.
We'll have to use our imagination.
Yeah, come on. I would guess they're blue for no particular reason.
We have Amy that says, I know it sounds crazy, but I'd like to put my son in it, LOL. The older he gets, the less time we get to spend together. I miss those younger years.
Indeed, but I think that presumably if it's inside a time capsule, I don't know. I don't think it freezes people, but maybe, I don't know.
Maybe time machine versus time capsule is what they're looking for.
Well, I think, I've heard people say that they really wish that they could, Al Capone is who we're talking about.
Al Capone, that's right.
Yeah, it was the vault. 1986. All right, there we go. There was nothing in it. So my listener who's going to have one inside that says, okay, well, we're going to... I know, that seems a little naughty.
Anticipation for nothing.
Yeah, right, right. Got huge ratings.
It. Oh, yeah.
All right, what
and
else?
And we got, let's see, Jackie says, articles about health. It seems what is good for you and bad for you changes pretty drastically over time. It would be interesting to read some of the studies saying how good smoking is for us or how that free foods are healthy regardless of other ingredients.
Well, free foods, they probably mean fried. They probably mean fried.
Yeah, either fried, fast, or maybe like free range. There's a few options you can go with.
Yeah, good point. We actually did the article like 3 months ago, and I saw it again yesterday, which means either we're ahead of the curve or somebody's really far behind it, that said that while fast food is highly caloric, that more expensive food is just as bad for you.
Yeah.
And you're paying more for it.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that.
There you go. Is that, I can't hear if that's music in the background, is it?
You hear it?
Yes, it is. Okay. 855-993-7569. You got something you want to talk with me about? Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.